Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Have you ever thought of the number of things and products that are described with the word security? The word certainly describes something only the careless would shun. Officers patrolling a property are called security guards. Security lighting is an asset to them as well as to the property owner. Security doors are designed to not only deter but to prevent uninvited entry by the unwelcome. Some types of investments are called securities, while Social Security was designed to provide a sufficient supplement to the retiring. We could name a lot more, but it's already become clear that we're a people who want to feel secure about all important matters. Those looking by faith beyond this world are also thoughtful of the importance of eternal security. Such a thing can be had if we approach the matter from the Lord's point of view. At John chapter 10, Jesus began at verse 27 to describe his proverbial sheep as the ones who heard his voice and followed him. Under these conditions, Jesus promised that these would not perish but receive eternal life. Further, he stated that no third party could undo that arrangement against the will of the obedient child who trusted Jesus for redemption. However, this eternal security is not promised under all circumstances. As a matter of fact, it is promised in no circumstance at all, with the exception of the one described at John chapter 10. This should not cause us any great distress, though, for the circumstances described by Jesus are really quite enough. Anyone wishing to approach the Lord and claim his promise based on other terms is not listening well to what Jesus said, and perhaps lacks the love for the Lord and respect for his word that should characterize any obedient believer. Jesus knows you as his sheep as long as you hear his voice and follow him. Should you cease to hear his voice, you will, of course, not follow. On the other hand, some hear his voice and still don't follow for the cause of worldly distractions or stubborn rebellion or both. Many go astray this way. At 1 Peter chapter 2, we're told at verse 25 of those who strayed like sheep but returned to the shepherd and bishop of their souls. Would you come to Christ the good shepherd or return to him, as the case may be? Hear his voice. Follow his commands. He'll know you as his sheep as long as you do so, and grant you the security of life eternal. And may he bless you. And may you have a great day.